Praise be Jesus and Mary. The responsorial psalm today says, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Who is the people that longs to see the face of the Lord? Well, that refers to the saints in this world, okay? Those who love God with all of their strength, they long to see the face of God. And it also refers to the souls in purgatory, okay? Those who have passed from this world, not yet purified, and who do not have the beatific vision of God, but are preparing for it. The souls in purgatory long with all their desire and all their hearts to see the face of God. That is the only thing on their minds at that point, to see the face of God. The psalm goes on, the Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. And this is good to meditate upon, whose face we're longing to see, right? When we look at the beauty of creation, just the immensity of creation, the universe, and then its beauty, and we think to ourselves, there is a person, three persons, one God, who created all this out of nothing, and he gave it its beauty. And as the saying says, you can't give what you don't have. And so all of this, the beauty of God's creation, is a shadow of the beauty of the Creator. Now think about that. The three persons who made all of this, we are going to see him face to face. That's what we are longing to see. God face to face. To see him, the Creator, as he is. And so the saints desire this with all their hearts, and so do the souls in purgatory. But there is a condition to seeing the Lord face to face. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. And this is why the souls in purgatory are yet denied the vision of God face to face, because their hands were not sinless. They still had that temporal punishment due to sin remaining in their souls. Their hearts were not yet perfectly clean at the moment of their death. They desired what was vain. They were not completely detached from creatures. And so, they need to be purified and wait. And then our Lord promises, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God, his Savior. Now, look at these words with respect to Our Lady, the Immaculate Virgin. Okay, we can say that the desire of Our Lady to see God face to face surpassed all of the saints and all of the angels, okay? Whose hands are sinless, the Immaculate One, whose immaculate heart is clean, and who desires not what is vain. Our Lady only desiring what God desires. And so for this reason, not only was she granted the beatific vision, but to see God with her own eyes. This is from the book of Job, if I'm not mistaken, right? That we will look upon the Lord and see him with our own eyes, our bodily eyes. And so she was assumed into heaven and now sees God with her own bodily eyes. And so for ourselves, we obviously want to follow Our Lady, and strive to be sinless, to have clean hearts, and to spurn all of the vain things that this world presents to us, so that we too, at the moment of our death, will be ready, and we will have our desire fulfilled by seeing the Lord face to face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.